But the wise shall understand, he says. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. Because why? Because they go through a process. They shall be purified and made white, and they'll be tried. They are going to be tried. You know, I told you, brothers and sisters, a Sunday before, if you're thinking that the Christian work life is a bed of roses and blessing, we are all the time, God is blessing, God is giving me jobs, God is healing me. No. God is going to chastise us, I told you. There's going to be chastisements upon me and upon you. Because when we do wrong things like a father, he's also going to correct us. Like a natural father correcting his children, God is also going to correct us. He's going to chastise us. That is why he sees the loving father to us. Because he loves us, he corrects us. He's going to try us. And he's going to see whether we match to the image that he has. Every one of us, God has an image for us. Whether we are going to fit into that image that God is going to see. So every time we move away and do something, God is going to hold us by his ear and bring us back. He's going to chastise us. He's going to correct us. So when the bride of Christ, the living element, get their hearts settled and become genuinely thankful of what God has allowed them to see, God take us next level of spiritual maturity. You see, a bride is a group of people who would mature every day. Every day he will step by step go into different levels of maturity until you come to that prime expectation of the Lord. While evil forces in this world are closing around us, God, through his word, is trying us with regard to his high level of expectation, demonstrate that we are truly his bride, which matches his word groom, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ was the Word made flesh. He was the Word made flesh. He was the Word made flesh. Now we are in the flesh who are the part of his bride. And we need to conform to his word in every aspect. So therefore, in this world there are so many things, as I told you in the beginning, there are so many decisions that you and I have to make every day. And those decisions that you make, it's either for you, either for the Lord. For your satisfaction, your personal gain, your selfish gains, your pampering your flesh, you will make those decisions for yourself or for the Lord. And every decision that you make for the Lord, there's a sacrifice involved. You have to sacrifice your ego, your selfish desires, selfish things, for you to make a living for the Lord. That is why God said God is going to try us. So, the word, God is going to try us through his word and his expectations for us. The majority of so-called Christians have no interest in the book of Revelation. They have forgotten the book of Revelation is part of the Bible. The book of Revelation is a love letter to the bride of Christ, therefore others cannot really understand it. The foolish virgins do not get genuine interest in the deeper revelatory things of the scriptures until it's too late for them to receive. That's why it's called in Matthew 25:10, the door is closed for them as far as the foolish virgins are concerned. You see, this book of Revelation is a book that they cannot understand. They are not interested. So they preach sermons from the Gospels and various other things. It's not for men, them, but it is only for the bride. It's a love letter to the bride. That is why the bride is after that. And that's why the bride is a group of people who are less in numbers than other groups. So the work of the grey horse rider, the pale horse rider or the grey, Revelation 6:8, gallops over the earth today. He rides bringing about false impressions of revivals. False impressions are that what is the spirit is upon the denomination of Christians, shouting hallelujahs. So a lot of good activities taking place in all denominations. All have good feelings, but good feelings means nothing to God. You know, a lot of people want to have good feelings. They want to have a lot of emotional good feelings. But when you walk out of these doors, the feelings leave you. And you become a normal person. But God is not interested in good feelings that you and I have. He is interested in me and you demonstrating what the Spirit gives to us. But in reality, they are under the effect of strong delusions God sent upon them who have no love for the truth of His word. And if you don't have a love for the truth of His word, then there will be strong delusions that you would be surrounded with. That is what is happening in the denominational churches. The book of Revelation was written for just one group of people only, because it is written for just one group of people only, because it is written as a love letter to the bride of Christ. This book of Revelation is a love letter, as I told you, as a living element of people that makes up the end time bride. Coming to their hour, the book of Revelation becomes most interesting to them. Now, why you are here tonight? You want to understand the truth of the book of Revelation. Because this is where the right direction that is God is going to give, God has given to the bride of Christ. And when you understand this, only you can understand the book of Genesis. Thereafter you can understand all the other books. And the entire pattern of God's divine plan you can understand when you understand this. Those who are in the bride were the ones who had been allowed to live long enough to cultivate certain attributes and manifestation of the Spirit of God to partake His leadership. The bride is the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ is a group of people where God gives this revelation. God gives His Holy Spirit to them, and then God expects them to demonstrate the absolute, the character and the manifestation of Him in His life. From the time of God's prophet messenger to seven church age, to this age, sounded shout, God began to took this generation and required the end time people begin to measure up to. Holy Spirit in bride will begin to cultivate the divine attributes of Christ, which are love, joy, peace, long suffering, goodness, faith and meekness. The Holy Spirit in you and in me, if we are the bride of Christ, will begin to cultivate these attributes in us. This will not happen in a day or a week or a month, but year, but progress will lead the bride people to move from glory to glory until full stature and measure of the Lord Jesus Christ is reached. That's why he says, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. First you are led to the repentance, then thereafter you have to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thereafter the many other things that would be open up for you to grow in the Lord. You know, the Holy Spirit is given not only to gift, demonstrate the gifts, it is given to demonstrate the fruits of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the very Spirit of God. So what happens is, it is you and I that suppress that the Holy Spirit's working in my life. You see, it is you that suppress the working of the Holy Spirit to demonstrate the character of the Lord in our lives. Many others accepted the Lord as their Savior and did not live long enough to grow in the full potential of the stature and the measure of Christ. They are not part of the bride of Christ. In the last 2000 years, even now, there are many people who accept the Lord as their Savior, and they do not live long enough to live to the full potential of the stature and the measure of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they are not part of the bride of Christ. In the first church age, the apostolic age, they were the ones who came to the full potential of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first church age, apostles and the people who lived there, that is why they were called Christians. Why they were called Christians? They demonstrated Christ's likeness. They were people like you and I. They were people who had so many faults, so many weaknesses. But when the Christ was gone, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, these very people who had so many faults, weaknesses, shortcomings, they demonstrated the Christ-likeness in their lives. So the people around them saw them, not the dress Christ wore, but their acts, the love, the joy, and the caring, the sharing they had, like the Lord. And they looked at me and said, my goodness, these people just like the Lord Jesus Christ that was there. And that's why they were called Christians. So they were the people who came to be the blossom, to be the bride of Christ in the first church age. But thereafter, in early church age, when the Satan robbed the blessings that belonged to the church and the word, there were not much opportunity for people to grow to the full measure. Even today, there are many people who accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, But they don't live long to grow into the full potential of the stature and the measure of the Lord as the thief on the cross. But they are not part of the bride of Christ. They are the people that belong to great multitude and will have eternal life. I will come to that. There's a great multitude mentioned in the book of Revelation. Great multitude. They all will have eternal life, but they are not going to be part of the bride of Christ. They have come out of all generations and all nations as God dealt with them through the preaching of the gospel. The living element of the last day people of the generation is to be the bride of Christ are going to be restored the same truth those apostles were with the day of Jesus. The bride element is a group of people that the truth would be restored to them, what the apostles had. Not only the truth, they also would demonstrate the Christ-likeness that the first church age apostles had. But the group of people, there are hundreds and thousands of people who are from all nations, all generations, they all would be part of so-called group of people in the kingdom of God, but they are not going to be part of Christ. I will explain to you as we go to the scriptures. The tares. The tares, you see, I told you there are tares, wheat and tares. The tear is a make-believer, someone that is able to sit in the congregation of the true saints and do as they do until the separation time comes. The tears are pretending Christians void of individual spirit of God, indwelling spirit of God. They go to the same assemblies the true saints go to. They sing the same song, but when it comes to truth, they do not have what the true Christians have. That's why they are called tears. They grow together. He said, let them grow together. Until the harvest time comes, he will tell the reapers, which is the angels, which is the messengers. Angels represent the messengers. When the messenger come, messenger preach, some of the tares will be there, but they will not hold the truth the Lord gives. That's what the tares are. Now let's read this. The fifth seal. We are coming to the fifth seal. Revelation chapter 6 verse 9 and 8. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar souls them that are slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, how long, holy and true, dost thou not judge the avenge our blood of them that dwell on the earth? The white robes are given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest for a while, little while, little season, until they allow their fellow servants, also the brethren, should be killed, should be fulfilled. Now it says very clearly here, they had opened the fifth seal I saw under the altar. There were souls under the altar. You see, altar represents the Old Testament, the altar that God has given to the children of Israel. The altar is where altar of sacrifice in the children of Israel when it is given in the Old Testament. So he says, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, how long, Lord, holy and true, dost thou avenge our blood on them? You know, this group of people are telling, why are you not taking the revenge on the people on the earth who have done this to us? This group of people, the souls that are killed, they are killed for the word they held, and they say, why are you not taking revenge on the people who are on the earth who have done this to us? Now the bride will not do that. The character of the bride is, forgive them. You know, Lord said, forgive. Forgiveness is something come from the Lord. Lord says, Father, forgive them. So if you are part of the bride, forgiveness is an absolute top criteria or the nature that you and I would have. You know, if you don't have the forgiveness, there cannot be a Christian. That's the essential aspect. You have to forgive. So this group of people are not willing to forgive. They are saying, how long, holy God, that you are not going to judge and avenge our blood upon them that dwell on the earth? Who are these people? They are not the group of people who belong to the bride of Christ or to the Christian groups, because Christians start with forgiveness. There's another group which this group was slain for the word of God, for the testimony which they held, rather than their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This group was slain for the word of God, for the testimony which they held, rather than their faith in or testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's a different group of people here. They cried and asked, "How long will you let them go before you take vengeance on those who spill our blood?" As true Christians do not seek the vengeance, but they would rather pray for those who persecute them. This group of souls could be the martyred Jews, not Christians. There are groups of Jews that are martyred throughout the history. Throughout the history. For the word, of course, they believe their own word, believed God. Even like today, the group Jews believe God. And under Hitler, many Jews were killed from the time of the word of time to time for the word of God. Jews, but during the Second World War, from 1939-1945, Hitler and Eichmann of Germany killed 6 million Jews. This Holocaust of Jews people created in the people the world great awareness of Jews and their faith. These slain Jews were told to rest for a while, little sin, until the number of their fellow servants, kindred brothers who are all to be killed themselves, be complete. Little Caesar is a period between 1948 until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a period. And there are going to be many more Jews going to be killed. Even during the time of the tribulation, there are many more Jews are going to be killed. And this, you know, this is the only race that faced this kind of a very great Holocaust in the world. And even before, that there have been many Jews were killed for their faith in God. So this group is not Christians, not the bride of Christ. They are referring to this group of people who are Jews who ask vengeance on their death with the blood which they shed upon others. Then come to this important group of people. In the Revelation chapter 7 verse 9 and 10, "And after this I behold, lo, a great multitude which had no man could number, of all nations, kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands." Right? Now we can come to see the difference here. "And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our Lord God, which sitteth upon the throne, unto the Lamb." Right? Look at the previous group. The previous group did not mention about the salvation or about the Lamb, because they are a different group of people. And these people, he said, "Behold, a great multitude which no man could number, all nations, all kindred, thrown before the Lamb." They are before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, palms in their hands. Yet this group is not the bride of Christ. But this group is a group of people which... "And one of the elders answered and said unto me, What are these which arrayed in the white robes? Whence they come?" Revelation 7:13-15. "And I said unto him..." Now John is saying, "I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." You see, now they are talking about the white robes and the blood of the Lamb. "Therefore they are before the throne of God, serve Him day and night in His temples, and He sitteth on this." Now this group of people, they are going to category of serving the Lord. You know, this group of people, they are going to be a servants. They are not going to be category of the bride. Bridegroup is reign and rule. Bridegroup is reign and rule with the Lord. That's what the Bible says. The bride of Christ is going to reign and rule. But this group of people are going to serve Him. They are going to be servant category of people. But they are coming from all nations. All nations, all kindreds, all ethnic groups. And they are large in numbers. Now they are the group of people, I said, The many Christians who are born of God, but they do not have the opportunity to grow to the full measure of the Lord Jesus Christ. They do not have the measure of the law, measure, whatever the reasons, it may be their death, it may be due to various reasons, they did not have the measure to understand the full revelation, and they did not have opportunity to live up to that expectations of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there are millions of them today. In the past, from the time of the gospel was preached in the last 2000 years, you remember when I preach the seven church ages, you remember each church age, the messenger and the group of people face enormous persecutions and tribulations. The persecutions and tribulations started in the first age and then went up to the sixth age. Tremendous persecution and tribulations that faced by every church group. So this group, he says, they are the people who came out of great tribulations. You know, there was the first, Jesus said, there will be great tribulations. And it came when Titus surrounded Jerusalem. He surrounded Jerusalem and there was a great tribulation. He says, you run away from Jerusalem. And that was the first great tribulation that came upon the church. He said, you will be persecuted, you will be put to death, you will be, you know, so many things. And thereafter you find every age there was a great tribulation and persecution for the believers in the Lord. But this category of people, they are the people who had a genuine experience, who are genuine enough to know the Lord, but they did not have the full understanding the Word of God, so that they did not have time to demonstrate the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. There have been periods of great tribulation in the last 2000 years. Many Christians were killed for their faith in the Lord. Do you remember? Last 2000 years, the blood was shed by the Roman Empire and the Holy Roman Empire, both. And there are many people. This great multitude seen standing before the throne had washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, but included the people from all ages of Christendom. Remember, I told you the dress that the bride would wear is not white robes. They would wear fine linen, clean and white. That's the difference. This group of people is white robes only. But the bride group will wear fine linen. That will come to the scriptures there. So the great multitude seen standing before the throne had washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, also include the people from all ages of Christendom. None of those that white robe multitude are foolish virgins. These people is not foolish virgins. Because the foolish virgins come to the seventh church age. It is after the shout only the foolish virgins. Because he said, the parable of Matthew 25, he said, then shall be, this act will happen. There will be wise, there will be foolish. So the foolish virgins also only will be seen in the last church age. So, but they are the Christians that have faced death before. They have been lived long enough to bear the fruit of the Spirit. They are saved. Their white robe represents that they have eternal life. So there are millions of people all over the world who have come to this. They have eternal life. But as I told you, in the kingdom of God, there are different responsibilities. They would have a servant responsibility, not ruling or reigning responsibility. Like, you know, even any nation, you have a lot of servants. Civil servants, government servants, all the servants category. So the ruling category is different. That is reserved for the bride of Christ. This is definite. There is a definite difference between this group and the bride group. The bride group is made up of those who have lived long enough to bear the fruit of the Spirit in their life. The great multitude is made up of those who receive the same gospel as the bride saints in the hour of time they live, but never live long enough to bear the fruit. Each church age, there was an element of people who have demonstrated the very nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's another group of people who have just received and does not live long enough to bear the fruit. They all have eternal life, but the great multitude, which is of every nation and people, did not have opportunity to manifest and invest what they have received of the Spirit of God. They never live long enough to cultivate attributes of the bride of Christ made up of. That is why I say that the bride of Christ is a special privilege group of people God has chosen. Why we are saying this? You will ask me, okay, give me the proof from the word. Let's read this. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12 to 15. Right? Now Paul says, if any man build upon this foundation, referring to the word, the revelation, the gold, silver and precious stone, wood, hay and stubble. Every man's work shall be manifest, referring to the believers. For the day shall decline, because it shall be revealed by fire. Test. You see, as I told you, the test would come to every one of us. He will test us. Because every decision we make every day, either we make the decision for us, if we make the decision for us, you are pampering your flesh. If you make the decision for the Lord, you are to sacrifice certain part of your ego, your selfishness, because decision will count something for you. Like I told you, when you have to tell lies for sake of yourself, then for the Lord's sake, if you tell the truth, there's something, a price you have to pay. So what happens is we are trying by the Lord. So it will be tried. Every man's work shall be manifest, for the day will declare. It shall be revealed by fire. The fire shall try every man's work. Yes, the fire of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit is fire. Bible says He is a consuming fire. So the Holy Spirit in us will reveal to us when we do the wrong, and it will try us by fire. And if any man's work abide with which he had built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. So there is going to be a reward for a certain group of people. Certain group of people will receive reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as by so for fire. He himself shall be saved, but his work shall be lost. So Paul is telling here, what he is telling is, you would be saved, but if you did not live long enough to demonstrate the character of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is going to be something you are going to lose. So the bride is a category of people, they are not only going to be saved, but they are going to be rewarded for their faithfulness in demonstrating the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what it says. So there is going to be a group of people who are going to be saved. That millions and hundreds and thousands of them from all over the world. But the category of the bride of Christ are a totally different group of people. They are the people that God gives them the complete revelation of the word of God. And as a matter of that revelation, the Spirit of God works in them, and they would allow the Holy Spirit in them to demonstrate. They will not block the Holy Spirit. They will not block the Holy Spirit in His work. They would allow the Holy Spirit to be led. Because the Bible says they are led by the Spirit. They are the sons of God. You know, sometimes we are led by ourselves. You know, don't you know? You and I are led by ourselves. Our own feelings, our own desires, our own cravings, our own ambitions. But if we are led by the Lord, by His Spirit, that He will guide us what we should do, when we should do, all that. That is true. So that's why He says, they who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So there has to be leading by the Spirit, and as a result of that, so there are going to be a group of people who their work is going to be tried. And if they doesn't come up to that measure, God is not going to be unmerciful, they are going to be saved. But they have experience. But it doesn't mean that you can't continue to go and sin and do that kind of thing. No. That is God's measure that you receive that. But they are going to be saved, but they are going to suffer loss because they did not have that knowledge to demonstrate. Now let's see this. Now this is a group of people different. So there are three groups of people. Revelation 6 is a different group of people. Revelation 7 is a different group of people. The first is the Jewish group of people who were killed for the word of God and their belief in the Lord. Belief in the word, God. Even Jews believe. They believe. Actually, Jews are a different group of people, even in the world today. Ethnically, they demonstrate their lifestyles are much more different to other lifestyles of other beings, other humans. other ethnic groups. They are much more different. So God rewards them. That's why they are different group of people. So they believe the first five books, the Torah. They believe the Almighty God. Their life and lifestyle manifest that. So that's the first group we heard. The second group is the many hundreds and thousands of Christians who did not have the opportunity to grow in the Lord, but they are saved. And they fall into the servant category. They fall into the servant category in the kingdom of God, not the ruling category. Now then we see in the Revelation 15, 2 and 3, and I saw it was in the glass mingled with fire, them that have gotten the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, and stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Right? Now there is a group of people, he saw as if the sea of glass mingled with fire, and gotten victory over the beast. You know, the beast that is going to be manifest in the shortly. He is now coming. We see him. In the shortly he is going to come with all of his power, the beast system, and his image, and all his mark, and all the number of his name. It's now going to be visible very shortly. The sea of glass means the numbers of huge population. And then this group of people also have harps. And they sing the song of Moses. Now the bride of Christ or the Christian will not sing the song of Moses. Who sing the song of Moses? It's the Israel, Jewish people. The servant of God. The song of Moses is sung by the Jewish people, the Jews, Israel. The song of the Lamb, who sings the song of the Lamb? Is the people who have been born of God. That's the people who sing the song of love. So there are two groups here. The two groups in the sea of glass, which consist of the groups of people who sing the song of Moses, which is the Jewish people, then the song of Lamb, which is the Christian group of people. And the great marvelous are thy work, the Lord Almighty God, just and true thy way. So these people sing. Who are these people? These are the last day Jewish people. In this day, the Jewish people who is going to be killed during the beast reign. And also the foolish virgins. These are foolish virgins. Because the foolish virgins are also going to be killed during the last period of the tribulation. There is an element of people, believe me, brothers and sisters, there is an element of people in this world, a group of Christians who will go through the tribulation. Whereas bride will not go through the tribulation, they is gone. She is raptured. She will not face death. There will be some people who will die, naturally. But the Bible says, dead in Christ shall rise first. But there is an element of people in the bride category who will live. They will not die. They will live. And they will not face death. Their bodies would be changed and they will be raptured. But the element of people will go through the tribulation. They will go through the tribulation. You remember, in the Old Testament, God gave the pattern. What is the pattern? Enoch was taken. Enoch was taken before the great delusion that came upon. Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God and God could not find any fault in Enoch. Enoch walked with God. The Bible says Enoch walked with God and God could not find any fault in him. He did not walk for one day or 2 days. He walked for ages. And God looked at Enoch and says, my goodness, he matches in every. So he took him. So Enoch gone, the Noah went through the floods. Remember? That's the pattern. So God, even in the Old Testament, has given how it's going to happen. He has shown it, Enoch gone, and Noah went through the floods. So there's a element of people who will go through the tribulation. That is, who are called, which category is the foolish virgins? The foolish virgins only come into the picture when there was a shout made to waken them. The foolish virgins you don't find in the first churches, second churches, third churches, fifth. It is only the seven churches because parable in Matthew 25 refers to, start with the word then. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like five wise virgins, five foolish. And there was a mention about the shout. You remember? And all went to sleep. All went to sleep. I mean, all went to sleep. In the middle of the night, there was a shout made. Remember, I told you in the 1906, in 1906, how the Holy Spirit was poured upon the place called Azusa Street in the United States of America, where God poured the Holy Spirit to that group of people. And ever since God started pouring the Holy Spirit, and God began to awaken a group of people to the truth of the Word of God. And there were many denominations that came, and most of the people denominated themselves. From 1906, many people denominated themselves to various Christian groups. And they were sleeping comfortably in denominations. That's what the Bible says in Revelations. The denominations like beds. You know, they are like beds. You are comfortable. When you sleep in a bed, you are comfortable. The comfort zone. There are a lot of people in the denominations, you know, they pamper you. They, you know, they have once a week you come and they pamper you. They give you a good message for capsule. In a sugar coated capsule, they will not hurt your feelings. So you receive some, you know, and they take your money. 10% has to be given, but they pamper you. You feel comfortable in these denominational churches. That's what the Bible says. I don't say the Bible, I show you. Bible says they are like beds which you slumber. So they slumber in the denominations. Until 1956, God sent the prophet, a messenger, with a shout and says, come back, come out, come back to the Word, because by that time they have left the Word. Come out to meet the Lord. The middle of the night. In that parable it says, in the middle of the night, there was a messenger and says, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Come back to the Word. So, Revelation 1:15-1:2, describe the foolish virgins whose sins the blood of Christ have covered. They are going to be killed in the last half of the 7-year reign of Christ. There is going to be a 7-year reign of Antichrist, which is going to come to surface very shortly. It's not far away, brothers and sisters. Don't think it's far, 20 years or 15 years far away. It's short, it's closer than what you and I think. The Antichrist is going to come and rule. There is going to be 7 years of his reign. And the last half of that 7 years, these foolish virgins and the Jewish people are going to be killed. So this consists of Jews that are going to be killed a lot during that period. These two groups are mentioned here, the foolish virgins. They sing the song of Lamb, Jews sing the song of Moses. By this time, the bride is gone. Bride is not there. He is gone. Her body is changed. God has taken her. Those who stand upon the sea of glass are martyred in the last half of the week of Daniel, just as ahead of us now. It's going to take place ahead of us. This group are not only Gentile foolish virgins, but also Jewish believers of God that go into a period of tribulation, fall into martyrdom. Their standing is different before from those who mention in Revelation 7:15-9, white robe Christians covering every nation and kindred, so forth. The foolish virgins recorded here in Revelation 15:2-3 are the ones that live onto the period of time of tribulation. They are able to give their testimony how their brethren were treated during the time. When the Lord does come with the bride to set up the judgment, the nations, those who seen in the sea of glass, are the first ones to be resurrected. You know, it's the foolish virgins are the first to be resurrected when the Lord is going to come along to reign for 1,000 years. You will ask about the wise virgins. Wise virgins are already gone. When the Lord comes, you know, there are three things mentioned in the Thessalonians by Paul. The Lord will descend with a shout. That is already finished. And he will descend with the voice of archangel. The voice of archangel is taking place by the fivefold ministry, where the bride is being fed with the revelation for them to come to the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the final one, the trump, the shout, the voice, the trump is yet to take place. The two things are already finished. Shout is finished. Voice is taking place. The trump is yet to take place. The Bible says, Revelation 10:7, when the seventh thunder is uttered, the voice, John was about to write what is there, and he was told, don't write it, seal it up. So there is something in the book of Revelation, what is not there is going to be revealed. When the
short ministry, trumpet ministry is going to come along. When the trumpet ministry is going to come along, where it is reserved for the bride of Christ. The Bible says when the trumpet is sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. That referred to the dead people who are dead bride of Christ, who are dead in Christ. That is referring to the bride of Christ. There are some group of people who are part of the bride, who will come to the full measure of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they would die natural death. But there will be element of people who would wait, who will survive and wait till the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the dead in Christ shall rise first. We who are alive, the Bible says, shall be changed. This mortal body would be changed, put on immortality. In a moment, the Bible says. In a moment, this body would be changed. That is what is going to happen to the bride. And when that happens, when the dead in Christ shall rise first, if God is going to permit you and I to live that time, you and I will first see the dead people who are part of the bride in Christ rising. Like the day when Jesus rose from the dead, all the saints who were dead rose from their dead and walked into the holy city, and many people saw it. So in the same day, you and I are going to see some other saints who are dead in Christ when that time comes. So when the Lord does come with His bride, so the Lord is going to come with His bride, and the first thing He would do is He is going to raise the foolish virgins, because the foolish virgins are not going to be cast away as but they are not going to receive that position that God has designed for them. They are going to face the martyrdom for the Lord. They are going to be raised first. And they are the ones that have to suffer and die for their faith in God, their testimony in Jesus Christ, thereby washing their robes. You know, a lot of Christians get confused, no? That is why some people today talk about the rapture after the tribulation, before the tribulation, because of this. You understand this? A lot of people talk about rapture before the tribulation or after the tribulation, because they don't understand this. So I'm sure that you can understand this very clearly. There's a group of people will go through the tribulation. That is the foolish virgins. Like Noah went through the floods. But the Enoch is gone. Enoch will not be there. He's gone. So same way, if the bride will never go through this tribulation, there's a fact. Because their body is going to be changed. For what? Their body is going to be changed in a moment. And the Bible says, we shall meet the Lord in the air. Otherwise, you have to take the scriptures out from the Bible if you want to believe something else, because scripture is true. They are the ones that have been persecuted through them. God will judge the mortal living element. You know, there is another parable which I am going to explain to you very shortly. There is a mortal element of people during this world. There are currently 6 billion people in this world. 6 billion. We have 6 billion. But during the battle of the Armageddon, one third of it is going to be died. By this battle of the Armageddon is not going to cover the entire whole world. Like remember that Brother Kang said, it is going to be happen on once. It's one third of the area of the planet Earth. So the Bible says one third of the population is going to be died during that period. That is almost 2 billion people. So there are going to be 4 billion people are going to be left when the Lord is going to come on this earth. That's the living element of the mortal people. And there's going to be something going to happen to those people when that happens. Remember, there are three groups of people. The bride of Christ. They are demonstrated the brutal nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. They go out with the Lord when the Lord comes. Because I explained to you many times the chupa, how the Lord revealing Himself to us and how He see us matches His word. The bride is gone. There is a group of element of people, millions of people who also have white robes, who are dead, who are also
part of the Christianity, Christian groups of the kingdom of God. Then the other group is the foolish virgins. And these foolish virgins are going to be raised first when the Lord comes and destroy the work of that Satan, destroy the armies of the beast when he is about to establish his kingdom upon this earth. This very earth you and I are living, the Lord Jesus is going to establish his kingdom for 1,000 years. He is going to reign and rule. With whom? The bride of Christ. And if you and I happen to be the bride of Christ, the Bible says we shall rule and reign like kings and priests. Yes.
It's not Rajapaksa or George Bush who is going to rule. It's the bride of Christ. He's going to rule with the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. It's going to happen. Let's look at this, what the Lord said. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and his all holy angels with him represent the bride, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Before him shall gather all nations, referring to the element of people that are left after the tribulation. After 1/3 is gone, of 6 billion, about 4 billion remain. All nations, and he shall separate them one from another.
He shall going to separate them also. There is an element of people that are going to be left here. Like the Lord separated the Christians to different categories, 3 categories. We have bride, the foolish virgins, and the rest of the Christians who are born of God.
Here also God is going to separate. He is going to separate as a shepherd, he is separating the sheep. But it's not as a shepherd. He says, as a shepherd, separate the sheep and the goats.
But this group is not the sheep and the goats. He says he is going to do as it is going to be done. Remember, this group is not identified with the sheep or goats. He is going to do it as a shepherd divided. Remember that aspect.
He says, set upon the sheep on one hand, the goats on the other left. Then shall the king say unto his on the right hand, come ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. He is going to say to one group of people, come here to the right hand and come and blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for them from the foundation.
You know, this group of people also going to have some blessing in the world.
And I was hungered and they gave me meat. And I was thirsty, they gave me drink. And I was strange, they took me in.
A lot of people have asked a question many times. What about these good people? There are so good people in this world. Why are they going to be lost? Let's understand what it says.
But if you are a good people, if you are not going to be pretend, it's a genuine good people. He says, I was hungered and ye gave me meat. And I was thirst and ye gave me a drink. And I was stranger, ye took me in. Naked ye clothed me, and I was sick and ye visited me. I was in prison, ye came to me. Then shall the righteous answer and he saying, the Lord, when saw we thee in hunger and fed thee or thirst, gave thee me drink? Then we saw, when we saw his stranger and took you in, or saw thee sick in prison and came to thee. And the king shall say, king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done unto one of the least of my brethren, ye have done unto me. Now a lot of people take this scripture to do a lot of social service, you know. A lot of people, a lot of NGOs who do social service, it's good. I mean, people can take this scripture and do that.
But this is not referring to that, what is taking place by the social service people. A lot of, you know, Christians do a lot of social activities, you know, visiting prison, healing, you know, visiting sick is good, the Lord permits. But you remember, when Jesus said some things, he said according to a pattern. Matthew 24:25, start with the parable of the wise virgins, and then come to some other parable, and then end up with this. Because he has a pattern, like Matthew 2:13, 7 parables, there's an order in which is going to happen. So that refers to something that is going to happen in the future.
Then shall they say unto them that are left hand, depart from me, ye curse, into every everlasting fire prepared for devil and his angels. I was hungered, ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, clothed me not, visited me not. And then shall he answer unto him, saying, Lord, when saw we the hunger or thirst, a stranger, naked, sick and prison, did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer and said unto, verily I say unto you, inasmuch ye did it not to least of these. So he is referring to a group of people called these here. Right? He is referring to a group of people called, where he can identify as in these. Where the Lord can identify and say, hey, this group of people, you have not done it. At least of this, you did it unto me. So there is a group of people the Lord can identify and say, you have not done this to these people. So what happens is, if you are going to charge somebody, you have to have an evidence. You know, anything that's true. If you are going to charge somebody, you have to have evidence. So the Lord is righteous. So the Lord is going to tell these people, look, they are asking, when have you done this? Here is the evidence. There is a group of people, you have not done it. I have the evidence. Okay, I am going to show them. That is why God raised the foolish virgins first. He said here he would gather them before all nations. All nations, and separate them as a sheep, separate from his sheep from the goats. Those who Jesus will be separating are not Christians. They are mortal people of the world. Remember, in this parable, in this portion, it's not Christian, referring to the Christians. It's not referring to the Christians. These people who are being separated between goats and sheep, it's not Christians. But it's a living element of the mortal people within that 4 billion people. So he will judge the sheep-like people on the basis of their works, their morality, everything pertaining to their character. So God is not unrighteous. So he is going to be, there are good people in this world, they are going to be, have an opportunity. This judgment will be according to how they treated those foolish virgins and the Jewish believers of God during 3.5 years of tribulation. There are going to be 3.5 years of tribulation time. That tribulation is the greatest tribulation that ever the world faced. There was a tribulation that took place in the first church age when the Titus surrounded the Roman army, the Jerusalem. The people of starvation for nearly 6 months or beyond. And you know what they did? According to history, Jewish history, the Roman army surrounded the entire city of Jerusalem. By that time, many of the Christians ran away and they went to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia at that time was not an Islamic country. Islam came about 600 years later. So it was a lot of Christian Jews occupied Saudi Arabia, Medina, Mecca, all these places. So they ran to that place, most of the disciples, apostles. But the rest who were surrounded by the Roman army, there were no food. You know, the history says, the mothers killed their children and ate them. They cooked their children and ate them. And that's why the Bible says, Jesus said, I am feeling sorry for the people who had children. The mothers who give their milk to their infants. He said, I am feeling sorry for them. Why? Because they did that. In Deuteronomy chapter 15, that prophecy is there. He said, if you do this, this judgment will come upon you. You would eat your own flesh. So there will be people who are fighting for to eat with children. That came, that took place. A historian, Jewish historian called Josephus, he had written this whole thing, what happened, that great tribulation. There's going to be a tribulation that is going to come upon this world. And this tribulation is going to be a glorious tribulation. Not glorious, it's a great tribulation. And tribulation is going to be an extent, you would not want to live there. And there will be time, there will be so much of persecution that you would find difficult to get food. The Bible says you need to have the number, and if you don't have the number of the beast, you will be deprived of many facilities. deprived of many opportunities to get jobs. You remember when I talked about the second church age, many Christians were not given jobs in that time. Why? Because they were believers, they couldn't get jobs. If you want to get jobs, you have to become a part of the Roman Empire or the Roman Catholic Church. Then only you get a job. Remember, I mentioned in the second, so it's going to be repeated in double form. You will not be able to get a job. You will not be able to feed your children. You will never be able to buy milk for your children if you don't have that. What happens? You have 5-6 children at home and you are not deprived of getting milk for them. Where are you going to get that? He's going to come back upon this earth when the tribulation time comes. So during this time, there is going to be a group of people who is going to assist the foolish virgins and the Jewish people. So judgment will be according to how they treated the foolish virgins and Jewish believers of God during the 3.5 years of tribulation. And that's why God can identify these people and says, you have done this to my people. Therefore, there is going to be reward for you. The Lord looks at this living element to be wicked. To the wicked he will say, I was in prison, did not visit me, because some of the foolish virgins are going to be martyred and some of them are going to be in prison. Yes. Some of the foolish virgins who is going to resist the mark of the beast are going to be put in prison. So there would be other element of people who are good people, genuine good-hearted people who are going to visit these people and give them food and, you know, that kind of thing could happen. And some of these group have been sick and died in their sickness. They have not been attended by these mortals. This separation and judgment is what starts the millennium. Once this separation and judgment take place, that's the beginning of millennium. Do you understand this now? This is a very important thing. Because the Lord is going to take that way. Because it is not an easy thing for the people who are going to live at the end time. Because there would be a tribulation that has never ever faced by the world in the days of God. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm telling them. That's what the Bible says. There's going to be a tribulation. Look at today. The prices are going so high. People are unable to buy. But there will be a time that you can only buy if you have a coupon. If you have number. And if you don't have that number, you won't be able to get your rations of the food and various things. And if you don't have the number, you can't get the job. If you don't have the national identity or whatever thing, you won't be able to get a job in the government or the private sector. It will come to that position very soon. You have to have that number. The tribulation saints are resurrected, are the ones who will testify again the living element of people of all nations. These tribulation saints, who are the foolish virgins, are the ones who are going to testify before all the other people and says, yes, I was in prison, they visited me. I was in need, he gave me the food. I was sick, he attended to me. They are going to, because there has to be evidence. After that, he will resurrect the multitude arrayed in earth. After this is over, he is going to resurrect that hundreds and thousands of millions of people who are arrayed in white robes. They will have their place to go into the millennium, live under the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. But all these people would have their positions as servants in the kingdom of God. They are servant positions. But it doesn't mean the bad position, it's a servant positions. The Bible says they are servants. This group that in Revelation 7, 9 and 13 did not come out of the end time tribulation at all. This great came out of the tribulation of all time. They represent every nation, every kindred, every tongue. The gospel had not been accessible to all them at the same time. You know, the gospel had not been accessible to all these people all the time. Different age, you know, when you start in Jerusalem, it was only a small group of people. Then the gospel spread to other places like Corinth, Rome and all. Then it increased the numbers. Then from there to Rome to other parts of the world. So different time, different period, different people came. Or to the message, or to be born of God. So that's why it represents every nation, every kindred. Because sometimes there were some nations, there were no big nations. Lot of nations came after
15th century. Until that, the Roman Empire ruled the world. You know, there was one empire, not many nations. So the many nations came after 15th century when God permitted the Roman Empire to collapse. And the Rome Empire collapsed, and there were many other nations like France, Britain, Spain, Russia, many other 10 nations. And then the found Americas, and Asia, China, and all the different nations. So there were, this was taken place latter part of it. But the history, it was one empire in different times. The great multitude of seven, Revelation 7, 9, and the foolish virgins of Revelation 15, 2, 3, have eternal life, but they are not in position of authority like the bride. They will not have the position of authority. Yes. The great multitude of 7, 9, Revelation 7, 9, the foolish virgins in Revelation 15, 2, 3, they will have eternal life, but they are not in a position of authority like the bride. Now let's read what is the bride. Revelation 5, 9 says, and they sung the new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book, and lo, open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and redeemed us to God by the blood out of the every kindred, every tongue, every people. So the bride also come from every nation, every kindred. Thou hast made us unto our God the kings and priests. Right? We shall reign on the earth. Who? There is a group of people whom God has made unto God the kings and priests. The priests also would have the kingly powers. Yes. The priests, like Melchizedek, like the kings, the priests of olden days, they will also have the kingly powers. Thou hast made us unto our God the kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So there is a group of people who is going to reign, while the other group of people who are going to be servants. Bride will reign with the Lord, that means she will have authority. If you are and I are part, going to be part of the bride of Christ, you and I are going to have authority. Not our own authority, it is delegated authority of the Lord. Jesus said, he that has been faithful over few things, I will make him ruler of many things. Isn't that true? Yes. There is definitely a reward to be given to the bride of Christ. But this all depends on how we live. How we live if we are part of the bride of Christ. It all depends on us. It is how we let the Lord in us, through us, and lead us, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the Son. It is the authority going to be given to a group of people that is the part of the bride of Christ. Who would have not white robes, but robes of fine linen, clean and white. Fine linen, clean and white. Bride of Christ is the highest calling of God in Christ. It's the highest. It's the highest calling. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul is talking about the high calling. He says there is a great price of high calling. Yes, God's high calling has a great price. And that's why he is forgetting the things that are behind. I press on for the mark of the high calling to get that price. Yes, there is a price to be gained to a group of people. He said, I press on, forgetting the things that are behind. I press on to get that mark of the high calling. That is why the intercession for those scroll did not start until Jesus went into heaven. Jesus today intercede for people in the names who are in the scroll. That is the bride of Christ. He intercedes. Every time we go and do a wrong thing, we get chastised. I tell you, I have been chastised many times. And I'm telling you, if you get chastised by the Lord, because he loves you, to correct you, hold you by your ear and bring you back to the word. Because if you are doing something for your own personal gain and very selfish and very, you know, trying to pamper yourself and live a life only pleasing to yourself and worldly cravings, if you are going to be part of the bride and if you are still doing that, the Lord will punish you. Yes, he will punish you means he will correct you. He will chastise you and bring you back. Otherwise, he will let you go. When he ascended into heaven, the scroll was given to him. He has interceded for every man ever since. Every person
in the scroll, which is part of going to be a part of the bride. He is interceding. If God has laid a responsibility on upon your soul to live an exemplified life, some before other people. You know God, why the bride is different? God is expecting me and you to live a life, exemplified life before the other people. The Lord is going to let you and me live long enough to, that the devil cannot haunt you and me, stalk you and throw you stones at us. But more he tries to destroy us, we are always going to be step ahead of us. I'm also going to tell you, Satan is going to trouble us. There are going to be a lot of trials and things like will come. Because the more he do that, he want to throw us out of this circuit God has brought us. We have to be the potentially an influence and a reflection of grace of God to someone out there. Then when the day comes that the God has allotted for you and me, do he has been done, and you and I are going to lay our heads down and he's going to take us home. When the all is finished, when the Lord sees he has completed the full works in us, that we have been brought to the full stature of the Lord Jesus Christ, the day would come. You know, even today, when the bride of Christ is come to the full measure of the Lord Jesus Christ, then the day would come, the Lord will take us. He is going to say, your work is finished. When God finishes us, there is no need for us to be left here. Yes, brothers and sisters, when God finishes his work in our lives, there is nothing for us to do here. Oh, you said, I have a business, I have to run for that business, you know. I have so many people to, you know, that all this kind of thing. You say this. I have a house, I have to write the house to so and so and so and so and so and so. But when the Lord finishes your work, you have nothing. I would have nothing. And then be ready for the Lord to take you. Sometime God would take us through the path of death. But sometime God willing, God will let you and I live for the day where our bodies would be changed. That is what the Lord is going to do. In these last days, there are many so-called preachers saying, God has shown this to me, shown that to me, and so forth and so on. There are many people in these last days saying, God has shown this to me, God has shown that to me. You know, what God has shown, it's here, the revealed word. If somebody is saying that God has shown something special to him, it has to have an impact on the life of his believers, and he is revealing. Truth is, God has not shown anything to them, but God is revealing the truth and his divine plan to his chosen bride through his servants, the fivefold ministry. Until God take us out of here, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, bring forth the stature and the measure of the Lord Jesus Christ. If anybody says God has shown a secret plan or something, that plan has to have an impact on the other lives in bringing them to the full knowledge of the Lord Jesus. If God is saying, somebody saying God has given a plan, and as a result of that plan that you are being lifted to a different planet above those people, then there is a question mark on that plan. If I am saying God has shown me something special to me and try to identify me far away from you, then there is a question mark. But if I say this is the word of God, you and I are both going to come to the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I am going to have the stature of, you are also going to have the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are the bride of Christ, if I am the bride of Christ, I am not going to have a different crown, different to you. If you are bride of Christ, we are going to reign and rule together and we will have the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's where we are. So brothers and sisters, the question is, the responsibility comes back to you. If you are part of the bride of Christ, God has given you the Holy Spirit, your God has given you the word of God and revealed, and the responsibility fully upon us to allow the Holy Spirit to manifest his full works in us. The Holy Spirit has an enormous amount of works. That works have to be manifested in you, in me. And sometimes you and I put blocks and hindrances for the Holy Spirit to manifest. Because we have our selfish ambitions and desires and cravings which will hamper the work of the Holy Spirit. But if you allow the Holy Spirit to fully blossom in you, Holy Spirit will do nothing. Day by day, you will mature and you go from glory to glory in this present life until you come to the full stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray.
As we spend a few moments before the Lord, let's ask the Lord to show these words
that the Lord has shown to us tonight, that the Holy Spirit in us, the Lord would manifest, the Lord would allow the Holy Spirit to fully blossom. So the ownership is in you, in me, which category we belong to. Are we going to be the category of that millions of people with white robes? Or are we going to be the category of the foolish virgins? Or are we going to be the category of the wise virgins, which are the bride of Christ? Choice is yours and choice is mine. The Bible says, the eye has not hit, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, the heart has not understood what God has prepared for them that love Him. And tonight, if you are going to be the category of people whom God's love upon, brothers and sisters, He is going to chastise you and me until you come to the full path of God and walk before Him in truth, in love. Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all the dear ones this evening. These words would nourish them, and they would have the opportunity to of Your Holy Spirit working in their lives. And we would like to see in this fellowship, Lord, a group of believers loving one another, caring for one another, sharing and forgiving one another, and demonstrating the nature and the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, You would like to see it in us, and I would like to see in this fellowship absolutely demonstrating the absolute character, the nature, the Christ-likeness. That is Your desire, Lord. That is Your purpose. That is Your expectation. That is Your high calling for us. Pray in Jesus' name.